Blog Talk Radio.
Babe, I'm leaving. We fight all the time. Don't know if you are mine when I leave then. You call a thousand times, playing with my mind. If I come back, you'll break my heart again. You tell me, please don't leave like this, cause you're my friend. Cause I keep running and crying, I listen to life, but I know that you will break up my heart. Mind, I know just what you said. Quit messing with my head. Either love me now or let me go. You can't keep me hanging on a string. If forever's what you really wanna be.
Hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of the Dopeness Interview Series. We are brought to you by USA Blog Network. I'm your host, Carl BFM Jones, and we are live with singer, R&B singer, songwriter, on-air, radio, TV personality, entertainer extraordinaire, Sassy V. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Thanks for that, all those compliments. Thank you.
Well, I mean, it's you who do it, and it's us who get the spectate, so.
Okay.
So we are here to talk about the new song, Emotional. But before we get into the behind the scenes of the song Emotional, I want to talk to you more about, like, how did you get into music? You know, your journey from growing up on the West Coast to, you know, now staying on the East Coast. And how did you actually get your foot in the game?
Well, I was born in New Haven, Connecticut, and my family has always kind of been in the entertainment business. My mom was a radio personality, and so we were around music, you know, pretty much every day as a child.
Right.
And naturally, the interest in music, you know, just kind of came along, you know. So I started singing and writing probably since I was a little kid, but I got introduced to the writing part of it when I was about 9 in third grade. And a teacher kind of introduced me to poetry writing, and I wasn't really too fond of the whole poetry thing. So I started, you know, saying, oh, how can I make this more interesting? And I said, oh, maybe I can, you know, make some music with it, you know?
Right.
And then that's how I kind of started songwriting.
Oh, wow. So you said at the age of 9, so that early.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, I started writing. I mean, I wasn't really, I was pretty scared of the whole singing thing. But again, you know, my third grade teacher, Janet Mishler, she pretty much pushed the issue, and she thought that I should, you know, get up there and start singing. So I did naturally whatever my teacher told me to do. And then I was like, oh, I kind of like this, you know. So
you got some early practice. And then how did you develop your sound like that we hear now? I'm sure you had inspiration from people who are around you, or, you know, even some people who are out there. Are there some inspirations as far as artists that are out there that you kind of picked up on?
Oh, definitely. Elle DeBarge, Anita Baker, all of the oldies but goodies, Ella Fitzgerald, Sarah Vaughan, you know, little bit of everything. And the Jets, of course. I used to get in trouble or jumping on the couch singing that song. But, you know, I love music in general. So, you know, all music has pretty much inspired me, but those are some of the few people that, you know, I would listen to after school. Particularly, I would listen to Anita Baker's Chapter 8, I Just Want to Be Your Girl. And that was like kind of something that I loved, and I would come home and I would sing every day. But my dad never really knew that I sing, you know, because I would always do it when he wasn't home. And he got like a little rude awakening one day because my uncle was like, yeah, he was like, what? And my uncle, you know, said, hey, we're going to go to this talent show. And he's like, my dad's probably like, why, you know? And I sang for the first time when I was 16 at Hoover High School in San Diego, and you know, shocked myself and everybody in my family that I could sing in front of anybody. You know, it was pretty scary, actually.
As far as your writing style, is it do you write your own lyrics? Like, and how do you write it? Do you base it off of experiences that you've went through? Kind of like. Like Emotion was a very powerful song. So I just want to know if that is like based off of a true story or not.
Well, I think everything's based off of some reality. You know, whenever you're writing, because obviously it's coming from you, you know? So I think my life experiences definitely, you know, have a part in all of my songs on one level or another. But this song, you know, did have some you know, personal reasons I wrote it. And I think that we all, in any relationship, find ourselves having, like, an emotional connection to, you know, whoever that person is. And that usually lasts sometimes a lifetime.
Wow.
So it's more, you know, of an energy thing, you know, when you meet somebody. You know, you care about them, you love them, you like them. It's just one of those things.
Okay.
We've all done it. We've all experienced it.
Yeah. If you can think back to when you actually created the song,
mm-hmm.
were you just kind of in the studio and kind of letting it flow, or did you already have the lyrics ready and you just went in the studio and just hammered it out one night?
Wow, that's really interesting you asked that, because I actually, on this song, I had part of the song written, and I was going to just record a portion of it, but then I ended up writing the whole, you know, almost all of it in the studio. So, yeah, usually I'll usually have the song before I get there, but sometimes... you know, you're in the studio and you're working on one song, and maybe the producer or the engineer says, hey, I have this track, or they're playing it in between editing something, and you hear it, say, hey, I like that, and then you write something in the studio. So this one I wrote, you know, a little bit at home and a little bit at the studio.
Wow, just feeling the vibe, feeling the flow.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a lot of fun, actually.
Perfect. You know what? I want to go ahead and rock out to the song for a little bit and come back and talk more about it. Can you go ahead and introduce Emotional for us?
Sure. We're getting ready to play the song Emotional, and my name is Fast TV, and I hope you like the song.
Let's go.
But after all, baby, we made it. the crazy ride has finally faded. It's so physical, so emotional. Your energy feels so good to me. Energetically, where I wanna be, so close to me. Just want your love and your dedication. Hold me tight, show me you'll never leave me. And please don't lie and never deceive me. And I'll give you
duet. Yes, me and you. There we go. That right there was Emotional by Sassy V. So very, very deep groove. Reminds me of Neo Soul or like some old school R&B. Do people kind of get that vibe, kind of like that 7th Streeter, Vivian Green, Erykah Badu? Do anybody ever approach you when they hear your music and say anything as far as like that neo soul movement?
You know, they did start to say that. The song is very new, so this is actually the first interview that I've actually done since I released the song. So thank you. You know, thank you so much for that compliment. I mean, when I first heard the song, I actually went online and I was on, you know, those sites you go and you try to find, you know, music and all that kind of stuff. And then I found this producer, and his name is Fide the Producer. And when I heard the track, I basically listened to it all night. And when I woke up, it was still playing on my phone. And I just kept listening to it because just something about it was so relaxing and so romantic and so just beautiful and soothing, yes. And I just couldn't stop listening to it. And even when I listened to other songs, I kept finding myself wanting to go back and listen to it again. So then that's when I kind of said, you know what, maybe I should write something to it. And that's kind of how, you know, it happened.
Amazing, amazing. So now we did play the other song that you have that you're promoting right now, I Should Go. Mm-hmm. And also we have Emotional. Are you forming a project that we should look out for in the future that both of these singles are on?
Right now, I am in and out of the studio as much as I possibly can. So I'm going to, you know, continue to keep putting songs out, different genres, different styles. Try to just give everybody a little bit of everything. And you know, write about some things that, you know, people can relate to, you know, especially getting close to, you know, Valentine's just a couple months away. I hope that, you know, somebody will put it on their slow jam list and enjoy it.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely.
And, yeah, that's what I hope anyway, you know, and I'm glad that, I had the opportunity to, you know, have you listen to it. I really appreciate you taking your time doing that. It's pretty awesome.
No, it was my pleasure. It was my pleasure. So before we wrap it up, I had a question as far as long-term goals. Where do you see yourself in a few years with the music? I mean, what's the end game or the end goal for you as far as this career?
Well, I really enjoy songwriting, and it's one of my passions. Of course, I love to sing, but I love to do all types of music. And since I can't, you know, sing every style of music because it won't necessarily match with my voice, I would like to write for, you know, different artists in different styles, different genres, as many as they possibly can. Indie artists, well-known artists, you know, whoever I can have the opportunity to work with. So I'm hoping that everybody out there will like my song enough to where it'll get the attention of some other, you know, artists, and maybe I'll have the opportunity to start writing a lot more because it's something that's very therapeutical for me. And I just enjoy it very much. So I want to do it every day if I can.
For young women who were just like you, you know, coming up, you said you started at 9.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say to a young woman such as that, you know, any advice you would give to young singers coming up?
My advice would definitely always keep writing. Never stop writing. Even if you're not able to do everything that you want to do right now, never stop writing. And when you do have the opportunity to do what you want to do, definitely don't let distractions stop you from your focus of doing it. But, you know, be realistic, you know, always have a way to support yourself and, you know, finish school, learn as much as you can about music, learn as much as you can about having a career that can fund your music, because, you know, it does cost money and it's not something that's easy. So it's going to take a lot of work, a lot of dedication, and you're going to definitely need a way to support yourself in the meantime until you get to where you want to go and meet the people that you need to meet in order to get, you know, the success that you want to get. So that's definitely something that I would share with anyone who loves music. And don't stop, just keep doing it. You know, of course, don't be rebellious against your parents and all that. Don't do none of that. But write, you know, get a book, get a journal, write your songs. Don't worry about if they're good or they're bad, or if they rhyme, if they don't. Just write and practice, you know, as much as you can, and you never know what's going to happen for you.
You heard it here, kids. congrats.
Yeah, do your homework.
Congrats on being like approaching number one on Reverb Nation. For those who haven't checked Sassy V out on Reverb Nation, approaching number one. So salute to you and hats off for that, as well as the new single, Emotional. I should go check her out on Reverb Nation. You can check her out on USA Blog Network coming shortly. And, of course, always follow great music. Her Facebook is Sassy V-E-E Music. Her Twitter is the same, Sassy V-E-E Music. And anything else you want to say out there, if you have an event or if you have a website, a fashion line, a webisode that you want to talk about, go ahead and shout it out.
Well, I am going to be performing in Connecticut on Wednesday, so, you know, feel free to come by. I'm going to try to get a video. I know it's kind of last minute, so I can't, you know, expect everybody to get out there, but I,
yeah, definitely,
you know,
send us that if you have an event flyer on that.
I definitely will, and if you like, you know, what I'm doing, you know, feel free, you know, to reach out to me, and please, you know, share it with anyone you think that might like it, and
of course,
I'll try to write some songs, and hopefully there'll be one that you love.
Yeah, you heard it here, y'all. I really appreciate you taking time out. Christmas Eve.
Thank you.
Christmas Eve. Oh, wow. It's time to open some presents, y'all.
Yeah. I'm ready. Are you ready? I'm ready to
give
some presents away.
Yes. And I appreciate you taking time out and talking with us about it on USA Blog Network. Hats off to you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All
and
right,
don't
y'all.
Forget to be good to each other.
Yes, always. And make sure you all support great music. If you are listening to this interview, you have all of the links to go and download Emotional, I Should Go. We'll have it up pretty shortly. Until next time, it's the Dopeness Interview Series brought to you by USA Blog Network. We are out of here, y'all. Have a safe one.
Babe, I'm leaving. We fight all the time. Don't know if you are mine. When I leave, then you call a thousand times, playing with my mind. If I come back, you'll break my heart again. You tell me, please don't leave like this, 'cause you're my friend. 'Cause I keep running and crying, I listen to life, but I know that you will break up my heart, tear the whole thing apart, I won't go. 'Cause I keep running and crying and losing my mind over you. Don't know if you really love me, can't tell if what you say is true.